հանուն եւ որդու եւ հոգուին սրբով ամեն
One of the greatest joys of priesthood is participating in the sacraments of all the people. One of the greatest joys is being there at these life-changing events for the people and for the families and being part of that. I love weddings, as I said, not because of the food, but because at a wedding, we get to participate and see two families, two strangers in general, families, become one and are united together in holy matrimony, are made as one family. Sometimes we're happy about that, sometimes we're not, but we are there to witness this event. Funerals. I personally enjoy funerals, not because of what's happening and because of the sadness that is there, but because it puts my life and all of our lives in perspective, that we realize that there is an end. And there is also a beginning. That is not the end of life in general. It's the beginning of new life. The beginning of eternal life. And it is there that we see that that one who has passed away has completed their life, their journey on this earth, and is starting a new journey. And I also love baptisms. Not just because of the children, but because it is a moment where we see an innocent child become part of the body of Christ. We see an innocent child become part of the ranks of the soldiers of the church militant. And with every sacrament, there are always questions. Always before every sacrament, there are questions. The bride and the groom ask questions, the family of that one who has passed away asks questions, and the ones of the family from the child that's going to be baptized asks questions. And always, the most often asked question I receive out of all the sacraments is the one when it comes to baptism. And the question is, why does the Armenian church not have a godmother during the service? We have a godfather, but why isn't a godmother an important role in the life of this child? And as I said, nowadays we have a godmother. In many services, we have that title, godmother. As I said, I couldn't translate it very well, but we are equal opportunity employers. We allow everyone to be part of this service. But the question really is, why is it traditionally we don't have a mother, a godmother in the Armenian church baptismal service? And the reason is the following. The Godfather represents God, represents our Heavenly Father, who is in heaven. He represents God and speaks on behalf of God for that child. The Godmother is the church. It's all of us. Each and every one of us is a godmother to this child. As they say, the saying goes, it takes a village to raise a child. It is the entire church that raises this child. It's not the godfather, it's not the parents, it's not the godparents. It's the entire church that raises this child. And this is why traditionally it has always been known as the font is the womb of the church. The font is the womb from which the child is born to life. To be a mother is not an easy job. Those who have been mothers, who are mothers, know that. And those who are not mothers, but have moms, know it's a difficult job because we are the reason it makes it difficult. We are the ones that cause that job so much stress.
This is true.
It is. I know from experience. There's a story of a teacher who's teaching her students about magnets. Teaching them about magnets, and these are young children, and she shows them. She says, you have this magnet, and it collects things. Things that are metal, especially, when you bring it close to it, it collects it. It grabs it. So she teaches the students for a whole week about magnets. And then on the final day, she decides to give them a test. And she writes on the test, what am I? I start with the letter M. I am six letters long, and I collect things. I gather things together. And all the students wrote at the same time on the test, they all wrote mother. Because moms are constantly picking up after their children and collecting things. It's not easy being a mother because mothers are on their feet all the time. They are always ready and on demand. They are jacks of all trades. They have to be a doctor, a cook, a cleaner, and everything in between. Mothers take no breaks. There's no vacation from being a mom. And they don't get paid at all. They do it all for free. It's difficult. And unfortunately, mothers sometimes, just like fathers, we stumble. We don't do our best. We make mistakes. And we know this because even in the Bible we see this. Mary, the mother of God, the mother of Jesus himself, Mary even makes mistakes. And we read in the Gospel of Luke that she loses Jesus in the temple and doesn't even notice he's missing for 3 days. Just imagine. You don't notice that your only child is missing for 3 days. How bad you would feel. So even Mary makes mistakes. But the main responsibilities of being a mother are two. The main responsibilities are the two things that all of us need. We need to be nurtured, and we need to feel secure. If we're able to nurture our children, provide for them, and we are able to make an environment that is secure and safe, that child has no problem going out into the world, exploring it, knowing full well that they can come back to a safe haven, their mother. So the question then is the following. As the church, as the holy and spiritual mother of all of God's children, what kind of mother have we been? Have we been a mother that has created an environment where children and people, all the children of God, can go out into the world and come back? Have we created an environment that we are able to produce and nurture their lives, their spiritual life in particular? Have we created a place of security where they can come back without feeling negative thoughts, without coming back and feeling hurt or judged? What kind of mother have we been to God's children? If we have stumbled, this may be why God's children don't come back to church. It might be that they stay away for fear of being hurt again, for fear of being disappointed or let down. This is why they don't return to the church. But it is up to each of us as the spiritual mother, as the holy mother, the church, which we all are part of, it is up to us to go out and collect them, to bring them back to church, bring them back to their mother. It's easy to make a phone call. It's easy to send a text message. But what is probably more effective is if we go out in person and bring them. Every mother knows, and it's been done to me too, the guilt trip, where you go and you try and explain, right? If your mother writes to you and tells you to do something in a text message, it's easy to ignore that. But if your mother shows up at your front door and tells you to do something, you do it. Because when you look in her eyes, you know the pain she has. And so you do what she wants. We are all children of the church. We are all children of God, and it is up to us to go out and bring back those lost children. So many don't know this. So many don't realize that the church's love for them is infinite. Just like a mother's love for a child. And because people don't realize this, they fill that void with so many other things. With things that are destructive, with things that are hurtful, with things that can destroy their lives. It is up to each of us to go out and to show that love that the church has for us to each of our brothers and sisters who are not coming. So on Mother's Day today, as we remember our earthly mothers, I ask that we also remember our spiritual mother, the church, who has nurtured us, who cares for us, and who makes a secure environment for all of us. And just as St. Cyprian said, St. Cyprian of Carthage in the 2nd century, sub Cyprianus for many of us, St. Cyprian, he writes and he says, he can no longer have God as father who does not have the church as his mother. Amen.